offense with illegally obtained information and only bad intent. I paid many millions of dollars in taxes, but was entitled, like everyone else, to depreciation and tax credits.
Fox's Christian Fisher at the White House. More than four dozen people were shot in Chicago over the weekend. Seven of them died. A five-year-old girl was stabbed to death, her mother charged with murder.
We must invest in our children, in our families, especially when they are in crisis.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm day ahead, but some big weather changes are on the way in the week ahead. Today, a warm and humid high in the mid-80s. Could be some widely scattered showers by this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and through the midday hours of Tuesday. Low tonight, 62. Tuesday's high near 70, becoming windy on Tuesday. Wednesday, nice day, low 70s, sunshine, low humidity. Then briefly warmer Thursday before the coolest air of the fall season sweeps in for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Some really good news. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at the hospital. Right now, no arrests have been made. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held yesterday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of voting rights. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you. Whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket. Actually, any caller can get in on the Morris Corporation of the South $50 gift card. You know, Sweet East of the Rockies, who won that, he sent the nicest little note to John Williams, thanking him for the card and thanking him for being a sponsor of the show. That is really sweet of East to do that, and it was sweet of John to share that with us. So, I tell you, folks, I'm blessed with the best audience ever. And that was proven this weekend with people I was talking to not having an actual physical church building to go to and talking to people when I run into them at brunch or shopping, or they're calling me and asking me different things, or we're having a drink on the deck together. But you guys are ready for this election, I tell you that, without a doubt. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good. Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Duke, I'm doing great. I recommended you for firewood to a neighbor of mine today.
Oh, good. I was going to tell you, Sunday, I had to work all weekend, but Sunday I took a load to Gary G.
Oh, yeah?
Down at his place. And
he's a great guy.
He was my neighbor for years. But anyway, when I was coming back from 331, he lives out past Sprague. And so I cut across in Snowden over to Trotman Road and took a left on 231, and guess where I was?
You were at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
That's right. I got lunch, and I bought two of the biggest mums. They're about the size of two basketballs.
I know. Let me tell you, aren't those things huge?
Yeah, they're beautiful, though. And that place was packed. And it was right about 12 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, you were there on Sunday. I was there on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to let you know I had a good experience. But I'm listening to the show and enjoying every minute of it.
What color mums? Because they are not blossom when I
did. So, yeah, I don't like the yellow ones. The yellow ones look like spring. I got the deep maroon looking color
right.
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just about to pop. They're probably about another 7 days. They should be in full bloom.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Reed showed me how to do that, and I got it, and he said, just keep ordering it, keep it outside, let it loves the cold air, that tells us it's time. And then I went out, I missed one day of ordering it, went outside, and that thing had exploded. It was amazing.
Gary G said he had two racks of ribs left, so I guess they ate 18 racks of ribs.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he was headed back down to Camden when I left. They were going bird hunting again.
Did he say he had a good time bird hunting?
Oh yeah, he said they love to kill birds. But anyway, all right. Well, I'm listening to the show. I just want to let you know about Sweet Creek.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate
Enjoy.
You, buddy.
All right, buddy.
You have a great day. Now let's move over to Ron Johnson. Department of Homeland Defense Senate Committee Chair. He's going to talk about, wait a minute, Hunter Biden.
It's the heart of the bombshells fall, the latest one dropping on former Vice President Joe Biden in the form of an explosive new Senate report detailing his son Hunter's questionable behavior, including concerns of bribery, extortion, even payments to women who, quote, appear to be linked to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson has spearheaded the GOP investigation, along with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, and he joins me now. Your committee released this document this week. Walk us through the most stunning parts of what we need to understand about this document, Senator.
Well, let's just start with Ukraine. We found that Hunter and his partner, Devin, their businesses raked in about $4.2 million. That's about $140,000 a month, almost $1.7 million per year for being on this board. We also found out that through George Kent that a $7 million bribe was paid to the prosecutor general's office 7 months after Hunter and Devin joined the board. And of course, Hunter was put on the board supposedly for corporate governance and transparency. We also found out that the financial dealings extended way beyond Ukraine. For example, a $3.5 million payment made to Hunter Biden's businesses by the former wife of the now deceased former mayor of Moscow. She's a billionaire. It's widely believed that she got her billions through corrupt practices when her husband was the mayor. And then, of course, all of the business associations that Hunter Biden, the millions in cash flow between China and Chinese nationals that had connections to the Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army. And what, Maria, what is most frustrating is the press has basically just dismissed it, saying, oh, there's nothing new here, nothing illegal. First of all, it's not my job in Congress to prove illegality or to prosecute. We're here to expose information that should be incredibly troubling to the American public, and yet the press just kind of shrugs and moves on.
And moves on. That was some big numbers there, folks. And, I mean, we're talking about known, you remember, Bishop, known agents of the Soviet government. Well, this is a known agent of a Soviet government. You know, just such a double standard. I hate it. Okay, Ron Johnson on Joe Biden, on Hunter. Joe talking about Hunter.
Well, they have obviously chosen a side on this. Now, I want to run an interview with Joe Biden because he was asked about this on ABC News, and we want to run it for you because I want to get your reaction of how he addressed it.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
Your reaction, Senator. This is, of course, Axios on HBO, an interview which ran December 19.
Well, I hate to say it, but Joe Biden is lying to the American public. When he said in the tail end of 2019 that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings, that was a lie. We know in testimony now from Amos Hochstein, who is the only people we know that actually spoke directly to the vice president about this glaring conflict of interest. The vice president then talked to Hunter, who then sent me with Amos Hochstein to talk about this very subject. We know that Hunter took a multi-hour plane trip over to China with his father, had a separate agenda, but during that trip did arrange for a handshake between one of his business partners, Jonathan Lee, and the vice president. What was all that about? So I've never believed that vice president never talked to his son, Hunter. He's still lying to the American public, and the mainstream media has to ask far tougher questions.
They really do. I mean, you're flying over to China, and your son is flying an airplane. Never in the conversation goes, Daniel, what are you going to do while you're in China? I mean, that's just unheard of. Just, it's ridiculous. Okay, so now... Ron Johnson on Hunter's transactions. Listen, he's enumerating them. FBI out to get Trump, and then they need the documents that back this stuff up.
We have a graphic here of all of the international transactions that you were able to uncover, Senator. And you mentioned the $3.5 million wire transfer from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. You mentioned opened a bank account with Chinese national, $100,000 global spending spree with James and Sarah Biden, and then paid non-residential woman who appeared to be linked to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. It's pretty extraordinary what you've come up with, but where will the accountability be? I mean, you just mentioned that the press is not making anything of it. I want to go through this interview with William Barnett as well. This also was declassified this week. I've got the declassifications right here in front of me. What struck you from this interview with Mr. Barnett, an FBI agent?
You know, primarily what he said, that the special counsel office was completely upside down. They already knew they wanted to get Trump. They already knew their theory of the case. And rather than have the evidence really guide the investigation, they basically just knew the evidence was there, and it's just a matter of finding it. So they already come to their preconceived conclusion of this thing. And, you know, Marie, if what you're reporting is correct, it is incredibly disappointing that John Durham is not going to be reporting. There would be not. But what's political is if he doesn't report. We have had the deep, and I will call it the deep state, through these other investigations, prevent the American public from knowing what happened with the FBI's corruption of their investigation, the corruption of the transition process for now 3.5 years. We have been prevented from getting documents because John Durham doesn't want us to in any way, shape, or form affect his prosecution. So the bottom line, that means the American people might go to the polls without knowing the full extent and all the detail of all the corruption, again, of that FBI investigation and the corruption of the transition process. I think John Durham, if he's not going to present indictments, Attorney General Barr has to make available to the American public what they've already found out, or at a minimum, provide those documents to people like me that these things are under subpoena. You know, John Radcliffe has to declassify this information so that we can make it public to the American public before the election. The political nature is if we don't provide that information.
You know, if Trump does lose and this doesn't come out, that will be the greatest travesty of government. My confidence in government will be down to zero. My faith in what the Democrats will be doing will be down to zero. I will not be trusting of the government in any way. This is frightening to me that they could stall this out this far and not get anywhere. Does that mean it's time for a Mortgage Corporation in the South commercial? Really?
Indeed.
Did you know that their NMLS number is 232-876? That's probably the best number that there is out there. Did you know their telephone number is 567-9000? Do you know that the head of Mortgage Corporation in the South, name is John Williams? He's got wonderful people such as Ashley, who I get to meet tomorrow, by the way. Really excited about that. Because I'm doing my closing. I said, what do I need to bring? She said, your cute little self and a driver's license. I can do that myself. Mortgage Corporation South is going to save you money and your refinance, buying a home, going to buy a second home. Give them a call, Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the Fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Under Martha, the girl who once had me there. Under Martha.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Who once pushed me around.
Do you think you're through with Ron Johnson? No. He's got a little more to say. One of the things he's going to say, he's not happy with Christopher Wright. And during this program, he shows a set of documents that were redacted that FBI sent to him. It was all blacked out. Same document came from a different source. Nothing was blacked out. He was a little pistola. He is not happy with Christopher Wright.
There will be more declassifications, as far as I'm hearing, that there will be more declassifications potentially this week that could be very important and telling for the American people. But I agree with you. I've spent a lot of time, 3+ years, on this investigation and tried to seek out truth. I agree the American people have a right to understand what took place here before they go to the polls. It's very disheartening that now what I'm hearing is that there will be no John Durham interim report, no indictments before the election.
So let me disagree a little bit with Chairman Graham, where he said he's very pleased with the production out of the FBI. I am not. Let me just give you one example. Here's a document we got from the General Services Administration. You can see that it's an email, and everything's presented except for the very bottom. They've redacted the mobile phone number of the person writing the email. Here's the exact same email we got from the FBI.
Completely redacted.
You see something different here? Everything is redacted. And that, you know, we're supposed to get thousands of pages from our, I can finally subpoena the FBI. They are on their second extension. Everything is due by, I think, the 30th of September. And that's the kind of information we get. It's not information. We have to fight over redacting the same documents that we get from other agencies. So I am not happy at all with the document production we've gotten out of Director Ray and the FBI. Not even close.
Hello, boy, John, Ron. That's the way to do it. Lay it out there. And I mean, it's so apparent because literally one is completely blacked out. The other one's got everything except for one small section in the bottom left-hand corner. Okay, so now Ron Johnson is going to be talking about the media needs to get on the story. And they're passing false information.
I'm really glad you put up those documents because this is something that I have heard from day one for 3+ years. When Ratcliffe was in Congress, Nunes in Congress, yourself in the Senate, you've been demanding documents to ensure that you understood what took place, and they will not get you the documents. They sit on documents and make it incredibly hard for you to prove the point that you know is true, and that is that it was a sham investigation into President Trump, and there's a ton of wrongdoing here. Do you think you're going to get the documents? I mean, is this Christopher Wray? Why is Christopher Wray still in charge of the FBI when he is overseeing these agents sitting on things?
His job should be to restore the credibility and integrity of the FBI. And the only way you do that is through exposure. But the other point I have to make, Maria, when we finally do get these classified sections redacted or unredacted, when they become declassified, You look at what information you have and you have to ask yourself the question, what national security interest was at stake here? Why was this ever redacted? The answer is almost always because it embarrassed the agency or it embarrassed a powerful person. That is not the reason to classify information. It's certainly not the reason to keep the truth from the American public. And that's all I've been trying to do, is I've been trying to reveal the truth. Another important point to make, you know, yes. I've been accused of peddling Russian disinformation. There is no Russian disinformation in our 87-page report. The press report on it, and I'm calling on the press. You were duped. You were leaked false information. You should not protect those sources that leaked you false information. It should be your journalistic duty to basically tell the American people who provided you false information that resulted in this 2 or 3 year national nightmare because of the false narratives that you carried Democrats' water on.
And he's absolutely right. And I say this all the time, part of why we're here where we are now is because of the press not doing their job. If the press would do their job, we wouldn't have any of these problems. They refuse to go out. They get told something. They parrot it, repeat it, and then don't check into it. And then when it fails, they don't say anything after that. They go, okay, well, we're going to move on to the next story. Okay, so whenever you need a break from all this ho-hum of the weekend and all the news, who do you go to? You go to Senator John Kennedy. One of my favorites. Listen into this.
We can now see, I think, pretty clearly the outlines of the case, or at least a big part of the case is going to be made by Democrats against Judge Barrett, which is that she will be an inevitable vote to strike down the Affordable Care Act as it now exists. What's your reaction to that?
Senator Stabenow is my colleague, and I consider Debbie a friend, so I say this gently. Sell crazy somewhere else. We're all stopped up here. Unless Debbie's clairvoyant, I don't think she knows how the nominee is going to vote or any other member of the United States Supreme Court. But Debbie makes the point, the difference between Democrats and Republicans in terms of the role of the Supreme Court. My Democratic friends think that the Supreme Court ought to be a mini Congress. They're politicians without robes. They don't even need to hear cases. They already know how they're going to vote. And that's part of the problem. That's not how I view the appropriate role of the Supreme Court. And I don't think that's how it operates. You're going to see a lot of evidence-free accusations.
Okay, so Bruce Hume interrupts him here. So I'm going to take that interruption break, go to a break, come back to Bruce Hume and Senator John Kennedy.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm day ahead, but some big weather changes are on the way in the week ahead. Today, a warm and humid high in the mid-80s. Could be some widely scattered showers by this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and through the midday hours of Tuesday. Low tonight, 62. Tuesday's high near 70, becoming windy on Tuesday. Wednesday, nice day, low 70s, sunshine, low humidity. Then briefly warmer Thursday before the coolest air of the fall season sweeps in for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Some really good news. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Guess what day of the week? On a Monday. Let's go back to Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. I love this guy.
Senator, let me just ask you this about this, the very process and the fact of the nomination. You, of course, were around when the nomination was made of Merrick Garland, and the Senate simply refused to take it up in any way. And the case was made by Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, that the American people, this closest in an election year, which that was back when President Obama nominated Judge Garland, should have a say in a Supreme Court nomination made that close to an election. Now it seems that the roles are reversed. A president has made a nomination. It is an election year. Indeed, it is very close to the election. And you and the other Republicans are prepared to move forward with this, in, which is distinct, obviously, from the course you took just 4 years or so ago. You're being accused of hypocrisy and double standards. How do you answer?
Well, let me finish my last point first to Debbie and my colleagues in the Senate. I hope they'll let us have a respectful process. We don't need another freak show. I mean, I hope they won't get into the foothills of Kinky and bring back Michael Avenatti and all that other stuff. Let us focus on the nominee. Now, to answer your question, I'm rather fond of the Constitution. I have read it. Its provisions about filling a Supreme Court vacancy are unaffected by the electoral calendar. I realize that on both sides, Britt, there's been a lot of circumlocution and attempted Churchillian rhetoric about the precedent to be followed during an election year to fill a vacancy. Here's as best as I can tell, here's the rule. When the Democrats are in charge of the process, they do what they think is right, consistent with the Constitution. When the Republicans are in charge of the process, they do what they think is right. And I think that's what our founders intended. I think our founders intended elections to have consequences. And when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters. And I think that's been the tradition and the precedent.
The foothills of kink?
The foothills of kinky, yeah.
That was good. I love this guy. I love this guy. So, you know, he lightens up my evenings when I get to hear him and get him cut.
There's been a lot of circumlocution and Churchillian rhetoric about the precedent.
I think the Democrats, when they're in charge, they want to do what they want to do. Republicans in charge, they do what they want to do. That's as simple as it could be. Staying on with John Kennedy.
It appears from a constitutional point of view that you're spot on with that. Constitution certainly doesn't say anything, as you point out, about the electoral process in terms of the appointment and confirmation of Supreme Court justices. Mm-hmm. But would you not acknowledge that what we have here is a serious case on both sides on this issue of shoe on the other foot disease?
Absolutely. And that's why I say if you, in Washington, as you know better than I do, Britt, you have to watch what people do, not what they say. And if you watch what has happened, In the history of ever, I don't think there's ever been another instance where when the Democrats were in charge, they didn't do what they wanted. And when the Republicans were in charge, they didn't do what they wanted, consistent with the Constitution. Right now, we have a Republican president. We have a Republican Senate. If that were she were on the other foot, then I can assure you Senator Schumer would do what the Republicans are doing right now. As I said the other day, if you don't believe that, you know, you probably peaked in high school.
Probably peaked in high school. You gotta love this guy. You gotta love him. I mean, he is so much fun to cut. I mean, anytime I see a John Kennedy, I'm gonna listen to it. I might not play all of them, but I'm gonna listen to it. So let me stay with the big guy himself, John Kennedy, Louisiana.
So you're hoping, as I'm sure others are as well, that we will have something other than what you called a freak show in this. But there's some real history here, the Kavanaugh nomination being only the most recent example. Previously, we had unexpected allegations made of sexual misconduct against now Justice Clarence Thomas. Is it your sense that the Senate's appetite for allowing this kind of thing to go on is diminished? Because otherwise, if something like this comes along, I'm not sure what you can do about it. What can you do?
Well, if my Democratic friends want to, want to turn it into an intergalactic freak show and, you know, bring back the protesters with the genitalia-shaped headgear, I can't stop them. I just hope they won't. I'm going to do my job. I think she's a good nominee, but my job is to advise and consent. I'm going to probe her intellect, her temperament, her judicial philosophy, her character. I want to be sure that she doesn't think justices are politicians in robes. I'm going to answer that in a second. I want to be assured that she's not one of these justices that tries to rewrite the Constitution every other Thursday to advance a political agenda that the voters won't accept. I don't think her faith... I mean, if the Democrats' best argument is she believes in God, therefore she's unqualified, I don't think that's illegal in America. I hope not. We have religious freedom, and it should be jealously guarded. They tried that when she came up for a Court of Appeal nomination. It didn't work out too well. They may try it again. As I say, before it's over with, they may bring back Michael Avenatti. But I hope so, because it cheapens the process.
(Clears throat) I love that guy. I love that guy. He is, it's hard not to play him. He just is, he's, it's almost relaxing. It's like a, one of those lava lamps. You just, you can't take your eyes off of it. You know, you gotta keep watching and see what's going to happen next here. Carl Rove weighing in on tomorrow's debate. Listen in.
Carl, something tells me you have a lot to say on what we might see tomorrow night. But first to the preparations on the part of each candidate. You know, you had the Wall Street Journal this morning talking about Donald Trump playing down his debate preparation this time around, although they are reporting that his aides are helping him with some sort of Q&A behind the scenes. But will that be enough to beat Joe Biden on that debate stage?
Well, we'll see in 36 hours. But I wouldn't underestimate the debate prep because... to me, one of the people sitting there in that White House briefing room last night, Chris Christie, is probably very helpful to the president because Christie, I've known him for a number of years, has the ability to get to the nub of the thing. You saw him do that in his own debate, his own debate performance in 2016 because he needed to take down Marco Rubio, and he did in that debate. Famous debate where the two of them went at it. And my suspicion is that his advice to the president has been pointed, backed by a lot of pre-thought and focused on what he thinks are the essential items that the president needs to do in that debate.
This is going to be one of those that's going to tell us an awful lot about people's personality. I cannot wait to see this. There are no handshakes. There's supposed to be 80 people in the crowd. And I'm not sure they were saying it's made up of staff and press, and then they said there are going to be some visitors there. It'll be interesting to see the enthusiasm level.
I know this is silly, but I would love to see Trump go, come on, Joe, give me a hug. Give me a hug. Just a hug. Come on, just a hug.
Well, is it going to be mean Donald Trump, or is it going to be sparring Donald Trump, or is it going to be kind of a mixed bag?
Imagine mixed.
Carl Rove on fact-checking Joe.
On the part of Joe Biden, we're hearing his debate prep involves being a fact checker on the debate floor when all this begins tomorrow night. He's been reportedly poring over past statements by the president, reviewing past debate performances of President Trump. Is that a winning strategy for Joe Biden?
Well, I worry about turning yourself from a visionary, here's what I want to do for America, into the guy who is fact-checking the other guy. Because look, particularly if you're Joe Biden, remember just recently he said 200 million Americans had died of coronavirus, and he confused Iran and Iraq. I mean, I would not be the guy, make my strategy be, I'm going to be, you know, Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post and be the fact checker in the debate. Not exactly. You want to be the guy who's got a vision for the country and a way to unite the country and move us together if you're the challenger. And I'm not certain fact checking helps you a whole heck of a lot in that respect.
I think he's going to call him a liar to his face several times. I think that if Joe Biden tries to fact check, I think he's going to stumble. That's too much information for him to try to remember. He's going to take some small snippets, keep those, and stay on target. And the interesting part is going to be, is his whole thing for an hour and a half to tear down Trump, or is it for him to tell America what's he going to do as president? If he does not tell America what he's going to do as president, I think he loses. If he tells people what he's going to do as president, and it's believable, key word there, believable, because the first thing Trump's going to say, well, why didn't you do this during the 47 years you were in office? And I'm not sure he's got a good answer for that. But that will come out somewhere as soon as he said, this is what I'm going to do. So staying with Carl Rove here on changing the minds for the debate. This is a interesting stat.
All right, so Carl, before we leave this topic, tell us what you really think when this really gets going tomorrow night. I think everybody's kind of worked through in their heads what they think it's going to look like tomorrow night. What do you see happening?
Well, I really don't know, but I think Mark McKinnon, my old companion from the Bush campaign, put it right. One guy's going to show up thinking it's a boxing match, and one guy's going to show up thinking it's the World Wrestling Federation. And how those two people clash on the stage is going to be interesting. And, you know, and they are going to go at each other. And the question is somebody going to do something unusual when they get an attack from the opposition? For example, if Trump goes after Biden about his son Hunter and his involvement in Burisma and his involvement in China, is Biden going to do what he has done heretofore, which is to say, my son did nothing wrong? Or is he going to do something unusual and defuse the issue and say, you know what, Hunter shouldn't have gone on that board, and I should have been paying more attention. And when I'm president, there's going to be none of those shenanigans. If so, I think that would be a winning argument. People would say, well, you know what? He admitted it was a mistake, and he's not going to let that happen again. But I think that we're going to see them go back to their established practices. Mm-hmm. What they have said about these issues in the past is what they're going to say tomorrow night. And how that plays with the very small group of people up for grabs in this election is going to be anybody's guess. The debates have played a bigger role in past elections, at least going in. Last time around, I think it was 34% of the American people said they could change their minds based on the debates. The election before that, it was 38. This one, it's now 29% in the Wall Street Journal latest poll who say that they could be affected by the debate. So smaller number of people who can be affected, but that could be enough in a close election one way or the other.
Absolutely, that could be enough in a close election one way or another. I was kind of surprised at that figure. 29% is a lot. And where those 29% are is really going to be important. Now, the people in California, New York, and New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, they've made up their mind. The question is the people in Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Iowa. Those are the ones that matter. I play around with an electoral map, and it... when you play around with it, you'll see that you could literally go through election night and have where Trump could be right at the edge of 270, right at the edge, and still not put over the top. It's possible if he takes Florida big and takes North Carolina early that you could have 270 by the time the night's over and still not have the key states in. Possible, not likely, but possible. Listen to Carl Rove talking about the tax story, how he thinks it's going to handle.
Carl, final thoughts. The 36 hours out from that debate, you've got the New York Times reporting that they've obtained Donald Trump's tax returns, reporting chronic losses on the part of the president, avoidance of taxes. The White House has come out slamming that report, calling it phony and made up. What impact do you think this will have on the race?
Well, among those that are for Trump and against Biden, this is fake news. For those that are for Biden and against Trump, it's a confirmation of everything that they thought. Again, how does it play among the people in the middle who are up for grabs in this election? I don't think it's helpful because, look, there's a fundamental principle of fairness here. If this is true, the president had losses that were bigger than his income. And that's a fundamental principle of tax policy, that if you have losses, you should be able to offset your income. But to the average cat on the street, the idea that the president paid a small amount of tax is probably not something that they like. But again, we don't really know because the president denies it. The New York Times has gotten leaked documents. What's interesting to me is they say the documents were obtained legally, but that refers to how they obtained them. Somebody potentially violated the law by taking those documents and providing them to the New York Times. But we're not going to know the truth about this thing until probably years in the future when these things are ultimately revealed. But it ain't going to be helpful to the president. The day before the debate, big thing like this, average cat on the street says everybody ought to be paying some taxes. If this is true, I don't like it. And, you know, but the advocates for each candidate are already locked in. It's that small group in the middle that are up for grabs that are going to be affected by this.
Trump has got to know this question's coming. He's got to be ready for it. And it needs to be a hell of an answer. Final segment coming up. Demo show on a Monday.
The Dan Morris Show.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228. That's where we are. Judicial Watch, which I see as a major player in this whole thing of Supreme Court and what's going on with FBI, CIA, and FISA warrants and all that, is Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch is a key player, critical person. Tom Fenton on Trump's Supreme Court pick.
We can stop this nomination if the American people rise up and say no.
We should not be barreling forward with this partisan nomination.
We can slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but we can't stop the outcome.
Democrats not holding back as the Senate aims to start confirmation hearings in 2 weeks.
But can Democrats actually stop the outcome? Joining us live, President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton. Tom, this is the number one question I hear and that I get asked. Walk us through what the Democrats can do to throw a wrench in this process.
Listen. Well, as Senator Durbin suggested, there are a few procedural delays they can try to insert into the process, but nothing substantial that would prevent Judge Amy Coney Barrett from being confirmed before the election.
In the procedural votes, what they can do is they can get into votes where it delays a bigger vote on the House floor, but they have to wait to the last minute when they're about to gavel out of the committee and send it to the House or send it to the Senate. And it could delay for by a couple of days. That would put you right at the Thursday before the election, and I think it would be hard for them to go a little further than that. So Tom Fenton on these are all tribal attacks on Barrett. Listen in.
Do you think that this happens before? I mean, I know that we're hearing that this process could start October 12th.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time to confirm her. Justice Ginsburg, when she was nominated, it only took 42 days. I think Justice O'Connor took a little bit over a month. So this is just a process that's put in place, this confirmation process, at least before the committee, that frankly isn't needed. And at this point, as far as I'm concerned, it's a courtesy to the left, given what they did to Kavanaugh. It's not going to educate anyone as to Judge Barrett's qualifications or suitability for the bench. It's going to be a vehicle to punish her. And if I were the Republicans, either I'd constrain them as much as possible to protect the institution of the court from the predations of the leftists. I was there for Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. I saw what they did, and it should be avoided at all costs if I were Senator Graham.
you know, Graham's going to have to hold a tight rein on this whole thing. And when somebody comes off the reservation, particularly a Dick Durbin type who can be very much a bully, he also can say things that are pseudo-factually correct but are being misrepresented and misstated. And I'm ready for the, we just learned XYZ on this lady. And I have a funny feeling the FBI and everybody has done their homework on her. They know she's clean. As I told you, I understand there are two FBI agents that are assigned to the committee. In case something pops up, the FBI agents go over, get the information, and they start immediately checking it out. Now, what they did with Kavanaugh is they waited to the last minute to do that, so it kind of, you know, you could not possibly have done a full FBI investigation on this subject in such a short period of time. Oh, yes, we could have. So now Tom Fenton on recusal of Barrett from election issues. This is going to be a big thing for them. Big thing. Listen in.
One of the reasons that President Trump wanted to get this nominee confirmed prior to November 3rd is to address election-related issues that could come up in the days following the election. However, Democrats and some in the media are saying that Amy Coney Barrett, if confirmed, should not handle those election-related issues. Take a listen.
I think that she should step forward and say that she will recuse herself from any election contest involving this president.
If she does not recuse herself, I fear that the court will be further delegitimized.
Does that justice not have a responsibility to recuse herself?
Okay, Tom, you say she should not recuse herself. Why?
It's absurd. The judicial ethics rules, to the degree they apply to the Supreme Court, don't require and specifically reject the idea that a justice or a judge recuse themselves because the president who appointed them is involved in the case. Now, if she was involved in a specific piece of litigation that she heard or handled in the lower courts or has a personal financial interest with a potential party, that's when she recuses herself. She doesn't recuse herself because the president appointed her. If this were the standard, then the Obama appointees would have to recuse themselves. Frankly, the Clinton appointees would have to recuse themselves, and you wouldn't have a court be able to make a decision. And that's why the judicial ethics rules don't require their recusal. If anyone needs to consider recusal, it should be someone like Senator Kamala Harris, who's on the Judiciary Committee and obviously has a personal vested interest in the outcome of the decision-making in the Senate.
Let me real quickly kind of paint a picture of what could happen here. So we have a state like Pennsylvania. Democrat governor, Democrat secretary of state, Democrat statewide office holders. And they all of a sudden go to court and say, we want to count these particular votes. And a judge agrees with that. And these were votes that should not have been counted because maybe the signature was wrong, maybe the filling out of the form was wrong, but they want those votes counted. Well, that gets shoved up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to look down at the law of Pennsylvania and say, what does the rule say? And whatever the rule says is what you need to do. Well, Democrats are not going to like that. And that's where it's going to rule against them. But that is going to happen in Pennsylvania, could well happen in Michigan, could well happen in Wisconsin, much more likely Michigan and Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if I care about some of the other states. North Carolina could, but not likely because you have a Republican Secretary of State. Let's fit in this last...
We're out of time.
Nope. Out of time?
We are.
Are you telling me I talk too much?
No, not on a talk show.
It is a talk show. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.